With change comes uncertainty. And uncertainty is exactly the vibe on UW-Milwaukee's campus as faculty, staff, and students begin to learn more about the future of their school. Come next fall, it will merge with a couple two-year UW campuses. The move is part of a larger restructuring of the UW system. As WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello observed at a public meeting Tuesday, there are plenty of questions, but not yet many answers.
Wisconsin's public university system will look different in 2018. No more two-year colleges. They'll be absorbed by their nearest four-year institution. Around here, that means UW-Waukesha and UW-Washington counties will join UW-Milwaukee. The Board of Regents approved this reorganization in November. Now, the work begins on individual campuses.
So what we're here is basically to listen to any ideas that you have. If you can give us your...
Former UW-Milwaukee professors Ron Perez and Paula Reiner are in charge of the transition here. Their first step? Listening sessions to gauge what questions the campus communities have. They've already visited Waukesha and Washington County, and Tuesday marked the first of two meetings in Milwaukee. And questions there were aplenty.
Question on how this would affect our international student population.
Who handles questions of curriculum duplication?
There are some really big questions, too. Will jobs be cut? Will departments get consolidated? What will the financial situation look like? Perez says he's heard a lot of the same questions across campuses, and many of his answers sounded like this.
I don't know what the parameters are.
Or this.
I don't know the answer. That's a very good question.
The reality, Perez told me, is that it's fairly early in the process, and even though he's leading, he's often just as much in the dark as many of his colleagues.
People, you know, as humans are naturally somewhat uncomfortable when they don't have all the answers. The fact is, we don't have all the answers. We'll be doing a lot of this thing and making changes as we go.
One thing Perez and Reiner do know, with such a wide variety of concerns, they can't possibly lead the charge alone. So their plan is to create what they're calling functional groups, mini teams that will work to identify issues the merger could potentially create and come up with solutions. There will be seven teams in total, focused on areas like academic affairs, accreditation, enrollment, and finance. Perez hopes to form the groups by early January, and each will need to present its ideas to higher-ups by June 30th. It's a pretty tight timeline, and it's moving quickly. That's why faculty and staff say they want to make sure they get on board with the facts fast, according to Laura Stark, one of UWM's academic advisors.
I guess the assumption for us sometimes is, are we going to be included in the process?
Stark says she's heartened by the fact that leaders are hosting these listening sessions and plan to open meetings up to the public once the seven planning teams are in place. She hopes it will help reveal areas where folks on the ground, like her, can help higher-ups identify problems and solutions.
They don't know all the things that are going on because we're the ones that are on the front lines with the students having to explain these things. So they don't always understand kind of that same perspective, like, oh yes, this makes sense in theory, but like, here's why it doesn't in practice, or here's what we would need to actually put this into practice.
Even though uncertainty looms for many, in general, audience members at the Tuesday meeting seemed optimistic. Committee leader Paula Reiner.
Faculty and staff on all of the campuses are still looking towards opportunities, and a number of the faculty have actually shared sort of an eagerness to start connecting, and some have already started to do it. So that's exciting that they're really looking forward to working together.
The planning committee's final listening session will take place next Monday at UWM's Fireside Lounge. Community members can also continue to provide feedback online. Rachel Morello, 89.7 WUWM.